This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the swamp, S-W-A-M-P, the swamp known as Washington, D.C. This is Scott Hillen, host of What's on Your Mind, here for a short time today on the program. You'll be in capable hands, though. Daryl Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here as guest host today. And, of course, Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning. Doing great. Yeah, you're in prime territory there. Make a difference. Move the needle.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, it's a place where a lot is happening, that's for sure. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us in just a moment and tell us about a special guest that will be coming to North Dakota this week. It's good to be us, isn't it? My gosh, we just seem like we're the epicenter of things that are happening. I mean, the president's already been on tax reform, and now the vice president is coming to talk about some of our great military assets, and it really is fun. And so we start with Senator John Hoeven today on the What's on Your Mind program. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing? Greetings to you and to your listeners.
You bet. I'm actually in Washington, D.C., as a matter
you
of fact.
Are?
And I am, yes. I'm over at the Americans for Tax Reform. They do their little Wednesday meeting where they do a background briefing on everything that's happening on tax reform. And, of course, Senator McConnell's office is up here, House Ways and Means is up here, and we get a little download. So that's what I'm doing during the show today. But Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to be filling in for me and taking over here in a moment. But tell us about this special guest that's coming on Friday.
Yeah, well, as you're aware, Vice President Mike Pence is coming up Friday morning. And he's coming up to see our Minot Air Force Base, our great men and women, on the great job they do. As you know, only the best come north, which is what it says as you enter the Minot Air Force Base. And that's true. We have absolutely the best airmen and airwomen anywhere. And so he's coming up to see the only dual nuclear base in the country with our bombers and our ICBMs.
So when you say see, I mean, is he here for a special briefing? Is he actually getting a tour of the assets here? What's the ultimate purpose of the trip for him?
Well, I think the purpose is just part of you know, not only supporting, but highlighting the strength and importance of our nuclear deterrent at this time in a very, you know, in a very dangerous world, with what's going on in North Korea, with what's going on in Iran. This is a part of demonstrating our support for the nuclear triad and really emphasizing its importance and its deterrence value to our adversaries. So, you know, he'll spend time with the men and women. I hope to get back there and join him. And, you know, really understanding the mission and not only finding out what he can do to work with us. As you know, we work very hard to support the missions of Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks. But also, again, to make very clear on the world stage, you know, our strength and resolve.
So when you talk about a nuclear deterrent, obviously we're talking about North Korea. I mean, is the vice president here sending a message to North Korea related to the recent escalating rhetoric that's going on there to rethink some of their intentions? Is this really all about North Korea, do you believe?
Yes, I believe it is, you know, in part, certainly, sending a very clear message of our strength and resolve in terms of our military and specifically our nuclear deterrent. So, yeah, certainly that's oriented towards North Korea, but also to Iran and Russia and our other adversaries that, you know, we will always stand with our allies. We will stand up to our adversaries, and we will always be very strong, more than strong enough to address whatever we need to address.
What, for folks that are not familiar with the assets, you mentioned the unique capabilities at Minot Air Force Base in that dual mission, but specific to a threat to North Korea, if you will, and a nuclear deterrent, what assets are in North Dakota?
Well, first understand that our B-52s on a regular basis fly out of Guam. So both the 69th Squadron and the 23rd rotate in and out of Guam and fly missions, you know, in and around or, you know, near the Korean peninsula, over the Korean Peninsula, near North Korea, make it very apparent that we can project and deliver force anywhere in the world at any time. That's an ongoing mission. Now, right now, though, the 23rd Bomb Squadron, I believe, is deployed to Qatar in the Middle East because they're supporting the war against ISIS. The 69th just got back from that mission, and they have performed at an amazing level. Matter of fact, one of the things I'm hearing from the military is how well the B-52, of course, our crews, but the B-52 aircraft itself, much lower maintenance than, for example, some of the other aircraft, very, very high ops tempo, ops performance. So, you know, we work all over the world, but as a regular part of our mission, we're in Guam and addressing the Korean Peninsula.
And in addition to that, the missiles, right? Where are those missiles pointed?
Well, that you know, that's not something you talk about. That's classified. But obviously, we can, you know, we project force globally at all times. In fact, the vice president's coming up from Denver. He'll be down with NORTHCOM and NORAD. And so, you know, with our allies, we not only have the capabilities in terms of cyber and very sophisticated radars and that kind of thing, satellite, to you know, be aware of what's going on in the world, but to direct to project force globally.
And is the vice president's visit to the Minot Air Force Base something that will be contained just to the Air Force Base? I know, obviously, when a president or vice president visits, your question is, how can I see him? How can I go? I mean,
yeah,
is this not
right,
a visit the public will be able to participate in today, this week?
Yeah, you know, he'll come in later in the morning. I don't know if I'll give specific times. I know they always have security issues, but he'll come in later in the morning. He'll get a chance, like I say, to see both the missile and the bomber operations. He's going to get a chance to address the troops. Like I say, I'm planning to be there with him. Then we'll have a media avail, and so all media, you know, whatever media wants to come up and ask him questions and so on and so forth, the open media avail for that. And then he'll fly out later in the afternoon. And I'm going to try and hook a ride so I can get back here. But so that, you know, that, in a general sense, that's what he'll be doing.
Got it. So he won't be off the base, is what I'm saying. The general public's not going to get a chance to see him other than probably watching Air Force Two fly in.
No, and it just doesn't work because, like I say, this is part of his work to really support and emphasize, you know, our nuclear capabilities mission, support the mission, support the men and women. And so, you know, he comes in, flies up from Denver after being down there and looking NORTHCOM and so forth, then up here and then back to D.C. But so he won't be off the base, but he will have an open media avail.
And, by the way, we did, for most of yesterday, have an interview scheduled for this morning with the vice president. That was moved because of an important meeting that came up. But they have talked about rescheduling that, so we're working on that as well. Maybe it'll happen Friday.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll get a chance to do that with you. I know you wanted to do that.
So it'd be neat. Daryl, before we let the senator go, any questions related to this big tax reform battle or anything else you want to ask the senator before we let him get on about his business here today? Mr. Daryl Lease?
Hey, Senator Hovind, thanks for coming on today. And a special thanks, Senator Hovind spent some time at our office along with the chamber and the NFIB talking tax reform. What's it looking like out there? What's the talk this week, Senator Hovind, in regards to the death tax? You know, that was a pretty important one. The Farm Bureau Network leads the charge on that issue.
Yeah. Well, Daryl, thanks for helping set up that meeting. Great chance to talk not only to farmers, farm groups, small business, you know, which are the job creators, not just in North Dakota, but our whole country, just the backbone of our economy. So thanks for doing that. Yes, you know, as you know, I'm pushing to repeal the death tax. I hope and thank you to Farm Bureau, and I hope other organizations continue to support that effort. We're going to need to. We're already getting a lot of pushback, obviously, from the other side. You know, I'm trying to do everything I can both to keep elimination of the death tax in there and also step up basis for our farmers.
Well, thank you. That's an important issue to farmers and ranchers and all the small business community of which farmers and ranchers are a part of.
Well, right on. I mean, this is about passing, you know, that farm from generation to generation, and you know, we know how important that is for our farm families. And so,
fun little story, when there was the president was coming back in September, I guess, we got a call from a little girl from somewhere around mine. I forget where she's from. Her name was Chloe. She was on her way to see the president. I said, well, why are you coming down to see the president? I'm just kind of curious. You got out of school and everything. She said, well, we like this president very much, and we really, really, really want the death tax to be eliminated. She's like 13, 14 years old. I said, how in the world do you know
Chloe.
About the death tax?
Yeah.
I know. I said, how do you know about the death tax? She says, well, my grandpa recently died, and my mom had to choose between the farm and our family business because of the death tax.
Wow.
You know, there it is right there. Meanwhile, I listen to Senator Heitkamp up in Minot at a tax reform listening session, and she says, well, you know how few returns are filed in North Dakota over the death tax? That's really not an important issue. Completely blowing it off because it quote-unquote only affects a few people. I mean, it's to me, unbelievable. It's the most unfair tax there is. So I think I agree with you, Darrell. I think that's an important one. Senator, we appreciate your fight on this, and I know this is quite the battle, so we're looking forward to more conversations on tax reform. Congrats on getting the VP to come out and see the great... known as the people that make up the Grand Forks and Minot Air Force Base. It is just so cool to know what they do day in and day out to keep us safe. So thanks for that, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Darrell, go get them, my friend. Thank you for subbing today, and we'll give you a full report tomorrow on the program, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Scott.
More of What's on Your Mind. Darrell Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, your guest host today on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me. I'm Todd Mitchell. 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Put this on your calendar, Monday, November 6th.
10 a.m. Monadnock University Student Center, second annual Veterans. Hey, veterans, Employer Summit is coming up for us, Energy Services and Partners and Sponsors. And your host, MC, Scott Cannon. How about that? So,
yeah.
You're a business owner, human resource, personnel, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, and all those who are involved or interested in veteran employee recruitment and retention, you should be there. You can register now. PCORADO, PCORRADO, at FortisEnergyServices.com. No registration fee, but space is limited, so don't wait. It's Monday, November 6th, 10 to 3. And you can text or email me, and I'll get you that email address there, because that way there we make sure to get it spelled right. Otherwise, it'll bounce on you. 21 after the hour, Daryl Lees is in on What's on Your Mind. Always have good to have a quality guest host.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, we're stuck with me and that. Ew.
Well, you know, that's I'm glad to be here, and Scott's on assignment out in D.C.
Draining the swamp.
Yeah, I think he's on a swamp draining mission of some sort. So.
I
had the opportunity to line up a couple of very, you know, wonderful guests. And our first one here today, Todd, is Dr. Nancy Halpern. I tell you what, you read her biography, to get 15 minutes or 10 minutes of her time is a privilege. And Dr. Halpern, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Halpern is a doctor of veterinary medicine, so she's a veterinarian. She's an attorney. And I believe you're an anthropologist also, is that correct?
Well, my undergrad degree is in anthropology, so that's how I started my academic career, yeah.
I mean, you went to Purdue and Duke and, I mean, all sorts of high-caliber and quality education systems in our great country. And I've had the opportunity to discuss with you, back in June, things dealing with our maybe misguided and misled animal cruelty law we have here. But today I want to talk about, just in general, those talks will continue into the future here, but just a general, your view of, the anti-ag activists out there and the danger of them and how do we address and deal with those, Dr. Halpern? What's the best methodology to deal with the anti-ag sentiment from, it's a very, very vocal few, but they're extremely vocal, and that's the problem. They get a bunch of misinformation out there. How do you handle that, and how do you suggest we handle that?
So that's a really good point. I mean, the reason I became an attorney was to be able to defend farmers, ranchers, pharmaceutical companies, pet stores, et cetera, anybody that raises, breeds, sells, and works with animals and uses them humanely, defend the right to continue to do so in the face of this adversity. So the activists are opposed to any such use, and certainly I'm still working on the best way to defend and prevent this kind of misrepresentation that is rampant throughout the country. I think one of the first steps, of course, is to understand the mechanisms that the activists are using so that they can be properly addressed. And typically what I've seen, and I know you and I have talked about this, particularly the larger groups, but even some smaller groups, will provide false information to town councils or county freeholders or legislators. It's from towns on up to states and, in fact, federal government as well, and they work very diligently to provide this information that sounds like it's truth when in fact it's not. And that's
the biggest issue we see up here, Dr. Halpern, is, it's hard to counteract. They'll get a group of 20 or 30 people together and feed them just a plethora of misinformation. And so now you've got 20 or 30 additional folks in these small communities, which can be 10 to 20 or maybe even 50% of that small community, out sharing this misinformation. How do we counteract that?
So I think you have to understand what the information is, and you have to be active in seeking out what they have on their websites, often it's available so that you can see the information that they're going to be providing. And the members of your communities that are engaged in animal agriculture or other animal uses, you know, with raising horses or cattle, whatever it is, you need to, before any adversity starts, partner with your leadership, your government leadership, and make sure that they understand what your livelihood is about and how you're all doing it in a scientifically proven and humane fashion to provide food for not only your community, but for the world. For example, if you're involved in biomedical research, you're helping save people and animals. So, you know, it takes a lot of work that has to be ongoing. It can't just be a reaction. There has to be proactive movement in order to combat the false information.
And that's a good point. And that's something from NDFB that we are working to get better at every day, the messaging and contacting and having discussions with experts in the field such as yourself, Dr. Halpern, have been very helpful in that. You know, one of the other things that you and I discussed previously was, you know, farmers and ranchers truly care about the animals. It's not just, yes, they're there to, you know, make a living for their family, but it's a way of life. It's a genuine, heartfelt, and very deliberate in their process of caring for those animals. Is so much more important almost than even the bottom line is. And I think we lose that in messaging, and that's one of the things that the other side really attack on, is, you know, trying to say it's all about profit when it's really, really a way of life and a caring and compassionate way of life.
Absolutely. And the farmers that I've had the opportunity to work with, you know, as a veterinarian and then as a state veterinarian and now as an attorney, you know, I have such high regard for them, and they do care for their animals, and they're continuously looking for new methodologies that have been proven. I mean, it can't just be something that's going to come and go in a fortnight, because that's not sustainable. But, you know, based on true scientific studies, what is the best for the animals that they're raising, and what is the best for their families? I mean, they have to be concerned about everybody, of course, their employees, their families, themselves, and their animals.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about, you know, the major, you know, national or worldwide organizations, but we deal with it here locally. We're coming up against the end of the segment. I know you've got an important conference call to be on. We appreciate your time, Dr. Halpern. Any last quick thought?
No, I would just say, you know, keep doing the great work that the farmers and ranchers across the country are doing. But you need to educate everybody around you far and wide to let them know how great a job you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Halpern. Appreciate your time.
Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase two of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train. But a lot of this training that would need to take place outdoors just can't be done up here. But with this new phase two, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, "Knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness." Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choice.
Learn how you can support phase two of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Daryl Lee's guest hosting for Scott Hennon. I'm Todd Mitchell. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text into 701-226-8503. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese on white, Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Those are just $2.29. Mars King Size, the actual fun size. Although I found out they call those fun size because you get to eat like 10 of them.
And it's much more fun. You get to open each one individually.
Exactly. But I still say, stop insulting me. King size is just 69 cents. Jack Link sticks, the 2 ounces are 189. Kellogg's cheese at 3 ounce bags are 79 cents. Red Bull 2 for $5. You can keep on top of the world. PetroServe USA. One call does it all. Call today. Global Solutions for the oil and gas industry. It's Delta Constructors. You could end up being the call of the day tomorrow, just like Jim traveling on 83 is the call for today.
Everybody should know this, especially the people in town, have lawnmowers, computers. This is my opinion. Ethanol gas, 100%, use it in all my trucks and car, and with fuel-injected vehicles. But when you get to these little, they're called normally aspirated, carbureted, snowblowers, lawnmowers, anything that's in the garage, gas engine, there's a residue, I come to the conclusion there's a residue in the ethanol that floats them up. There's little tiny orifices in these carburetors, and I found you can use ethanol gas in them, but they have to be run off and they have to, the gasoline has to be treated constantly with stuff like sea foam. Or some other gas treatment of your choice. If you don't, you have issues.
Jim, for that call yesterday, thank you much. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Turnkey well science, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services. One call does it all. Call Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. All right, 26 before the hour, Scott Hennon draining the swamp in D.C. Daryl Lee's...
He's on assignment. I get to come in the studio.
Replenishing the swamp with far more healthy vegetation.
There you go. Hey, you know, I want to add on something. I've been in here several times guest hosting the Delta Constructors call the day thing. I just want to let everyone know the experience I've had with Delta Constructors. They are extremely community-minded. They are awesome. They support the 4-H and FFA and other youth activities in the community, especially out in Watford City. They helped us a few years back with a project on Fort Berthold Reservation for the youth up there. So kudos. That's something that the people didn't know about Delta Constructors.
Yeah, it's always good to know what people are, you know, really like you know, getting beyond the advertising stuff that right. gets pushed. It's like, okay, but what do they really like? And that's always good to know.
Absolutely. Hey, on the phone right now, we have the great privilege, and it's an honor, and I mean this, because the gentleman that's going to come on here next is, you know, to me is an icon. He's the example of the American dream. Mr. Forrest Lucas, owner of Lucas Oil, along with his wife Charlotte, is the best partner he could have to start Lucas Oil from the ground up, also founder of Protect the Harvest. He's also a cattle rancher, and I believe, Forrest, you even drove truck for quite a few years, and we're going to talk about the ELD regulation on trucking. Forrest, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mr. Lucas, thanks for coming on today and sharing your time. I know your time is extremely valuable, and I can't say enough thanks for you taking time today and sharing information about the ELD regulation that's, I believe, is scheduled to come into place December 18th, and how concerning that is to the trucking industry, the cost of goods that are going to be an implication of the increase in cost of trucking. And it gets down to the independent trucker out there, the single or two truck owner out there is going to be completely devastated, and, you know, how that affects agriculture also. And so give us a brief background of why this ELD regulation is so concerning.
Well, you hit a lot of it, but there's a lot more to it than that even. It's going to get down to your pickup trucks. If you, especially if somebody else is driving your pickup truck for you, you know, if it's a company truck, it's like having a semi. You got to have all the rules and regulations. There's, we could talk about this all day long, all the different things that's going to affect us. The big one, the ELD, where everybody's talking about, electronic logging devices, is where right now we have paper logs, you know.
Correct.
The paper log started back in the 30s as a way for the when the Teamster Union started, they wanted a way to have a regulation on how much their drivers didn't have to work, you know, and a record to say this is they work this much, they get paid for it, but you can't make them go over and work too much, and that's reasonable, and that's they did that, and then they lived by that all the way up until, you know, the ELD is taking an effect right now, but it was on paper, and as such you could change it around a little bit if you had to. And the other drivers had to eventually make them too, but it was more of a way to keep records of the miles you drove in the state, how much fuel you bought. I started driving in 64. I was 21. Bought my first semi when I was 21. So I drove for about 20 years myself, and then after that I had a fleet of trucks. I still have a fleet of trucks. Made my oil for my own trucks. Lucas Oil. So it's logs was never considered anything to do with safety. They were not checked for safety. Well, almost nobody ever checked them until here the last few years. You know, it was just a record keeping thing. But now we got these guys on the other side, and in 1980 Ronald Reagan did away with authorities. Before that time, back in the 30s, when the government handed out authorities to people who were hauling specific things to specific places. Most everything long haul back then went by rail. But there was such a problem with, you know, this was in the beginning of the Depression. The guys right. who had trucks, they were hauling for little or nothing, just undercutting each other. So the federal government came in and said, okay, you haul this. This is what you haul, and you haul this to these places. And it made authority, and everybody got those. And over a period of time, people sort of bought each other out, and you had bigger and bigger truck fleets. And in 1980, and these were very valuable, worth lots and millions of dollars. And in 1980, Ronald Reagan decided that the authorities was a bad thing. He's going to do away with it and let everybody be free. So that's what happened.
Okay.
And it caused a mess. Not a bad mess necessarily, but eventually the independent truckers came from these union guys because the unions went broke.
Right.
They did not have the money. They would have these authorities supported by multi-million-dollar loans, and they all fell apart. And it was a mess there for a while until we got the whole thing sort of straightened out. These independent guys came in and started buying the fleets. And
so it created a rise of opportunity for the independent folks.
Right. That's exactly what happened. The idea, Ronnie thought these guys would go and go to work directly for the factories. Well, that didn't work. That didn't work at all. But it created all these other fleets of trucks that were non-union. And some of these guys were getting together so fast that they weren't keeping very good track of where their stuff was. You know, if you've got a fleet of 1,000 trucks and this guy over here has got another fleet of 1,000 trucks, but they're not worth that much, but you make him a deal to take them, doesn't really cost you a thing. Now you got 2,000 trucks. But where are all these trailers? Where are all these tractors? And they were having a lot of problems with losing their trucks. So they came up, they all started looking for a way to keep track of them. So they came up with this sort of aerials that they put on the front of the trailers there to start with, and then they went from there on up to what is now their electronic logs. They kind of went overboard with this, where now they can keep track of their truck. They know where the truck is exactly. They got cameras, some of them with cameras right on the driver's face, watching him all the time. It's a big brother effect, and the drivers don't like him, so they've been having a hard time keeping drivers, you know, so... now they're trying to, as they say, level the playing field, is their term for this, by coming in and make us use the same device where it's going to cut our amount of time on the road, and then there'll be nobody wanting to work for us more necessarily than them. Because we'll have the same problems.
So what's the number one?
That's where we're at.
Okay, so what's the number one? Maybe we're just down to a couple of minutes here, and we're up against a hard break. What's the number one thing that is most concerning about this? Is it the flexibility? Is it the fact that you're just going to take any ability to, in route adjustments? You mentioned the down to your pickup truck. I believe it's anything over a 10,000 gross vehicle weight will be subject to this. What is kind of the number one, number two concern?
Well, the number one concern is if we all do this, we will not be able to haul all the freight that the country needs hauled. This will become a situation where people will not be able to get all their manufactured goods out. You know, where you got people waiting for a truck to come in every day with something. If you're manufacturing, there's not going to be able to be all of our freight. We can't haul. We can't haul it all like that. So it's going to really bring the country to its knees.
So one of the biggest problems, and we can assume from that, in a direct tie to agriculture and the consumer, is, we've got cities and their grocery stores have less than, 24 to 48 hours of supply of food at any one given time.
Exactly.
That could be a detriment to the consumer. Do you have time to hang over the break with us,
sure,
Mr. Lucas?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll catch you on the other side of the break. This is Daryl East, NDFB president, filling in for Scott Hennin, who is on assignment to drain the swamp in D.C.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen custom. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Even ashamed, my tears fell like rain.
What's in your mind? Antoine Fats Domino, the Fat Man. Dead at 89, and the news just breaking his daughter breaking the news. 89-year-old Fats Domino passing away today. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson Sons. It started in 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only to Bismarck, but across the region of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations. Get cracking on that project, and you'll be set for the next several months. Bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas, grill piping. And commercial services, designing and building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, whatever you need. HATNSons.com. Free estimates, 223-3393, 223-3393, or HATNSons.com. H.A. Thompson and Sons. 10 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, and Daryl Lees is helping replenish the swamp with much more fertile, positive vegetation, as Scott Hennett is draining the swamp out in D.C.
Absolutely. You know, I get the opportunity to represent the greatest industry on earth, farmers and ranchers, and some of the best farmers and ranchers in the world right here in North Dakota, sitting in for Scott, like you said, who's on a on assignment, draining the swamp.
It's a big assignment, but
yeah, you know, he can. He's up for the job.
Yeah,
he's up for the job.
Absolutely.
And so to follow up after the break here, we have the great opportunity to have with us Mr. Forrest Lucas, owner, along with his wife Charlotte, of Lucas Oil, and founder of Protect the Harvest. You know, Mr. Lucas also is a cattle rancher. Started out many years ago with a small fleet of trucks and being a truck driver himself. And as really, you know, in my mind, one of the great examples of the American dream. Mr. Lucas, thanks for being on with us once again. And, you know, just to follow up to our last few comments there before the break, you know, in agriculture, we need our goods that we produce, our food that we produce, delivered to the consumer. The consumers depend on efficient delivery. This electronic logging device could damper on that, and might put some serious concern into availability when you talk some of these major cities and their short supplies that they have on the shelves. Could you relate anything more to that?
Well, it's going to definitely get all the way down into that. I know we have our own trucks. We have stuff that has to be delivered to us, and we have to deliver to other people. A lot of our better drivers are going to quit. They're not going to want to put up with this hassle, the older guys especially, the ones who, because there's a lot of other stuff go along with this. There's a record-keeping system like here where you got 8 supporting documents. You have to keep track of everything you do during the day, everything that has a date on it, where you eat, when you eat, everything you do. You'll have to do all that for every day. Then you'll have to have somebody in your office go through it. And then, you know, if the government wants to walk in and go through it too, then you could be fined up to 2% of your entire income for that full year. So,
wow.
People like myself are having to take our trucking companies and just unhook them from our regular company. But one of the big things that these guys they're trying to do that causes this, when these guys got the big fleets, we'll say, the top, say, 5% of the trucks are on these 5 big fleets, the rest of them are all independents, you know. Now, they're not saying a lot because they're scared to death they'll get in trouble. You know, I'm the guy that's going to probably get in trouble, but I'm used to that. But when they got these things designed, they knew they were causing themselves a lot of trouble. They tried to get a law passed where everybody would have to use these. And this is something that finally the OOIDA, the Independent Owner Operators of the country, of the United States, kept them off for years and years. And finally, Obama overpowered, you know, he was a king, he wasn't president. So he said, cram these laws through. So he did. And now they're about to take effect if we don't get them stopped. I was last week in D.C. trying to get this thing put off. We'll see if we did or not. But what has happened now, they thought they were going to make billions. We're talking billions. They've been talking about this for years. This is in some of their own trade magazines. That they make billions selling all the rest of us these services and monthly charges, where you got to hook up to somebody and pay them so much a month to be on their network. But now it's getting time, they're finding out that this little handful of guys is not there anymore. There's hundreds, over 100 other big companies come in now saying they want, and some of them are little companies, they're going to make these logs. Cummins Engine Company for one of them. And there's a lot of big companies going to try to do this. So this is going to end up, you know, a lot of truck stops now have already got the service available to you.
Right.
So who can get this now? I don't know. But for
right.
farmers, it's going to be a big, big, big headache to try to keep up with these rules and regulations and try to do it because it's hard to know all the things. I got another side of my trucking. I got this big film company. We make lots of movies and film lots of races. And
all right.
We got these guys out there that don't know all this stuff.
Can I believe it there, folks? More What's On Your Mind is on the way.
NBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than NBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. NBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.